Some of the topics we learned about include a discussion regarding a person who bequeaths to someone a general gift of metatlin, movable assets, what items are included. The question of whether b'loshen b'nei adam avdi k'mekarko oy k'metaltel avdemi. Regarding a gift, do people consider a slave karka or metatlin? Perhaps avdi k'mekarko, an eved is like karka as he is considered regarding many halachas of the Torah, or k'metaltel avdemi, an eved is like metatlin because he is mobile. Eved gamar lo la me'isha to be in get krisis, the Torah requires a divorce to be a document which clearly severs their bond, and this halacha is extended to shichar avadim by means of gzer shava. Ksubas isha mikarkohu, because amikarkoi tikin rabbanan metatli loitakan rabbanan. The Chum initiated that a woman collects her ksuba only from karka but not from metatlin. Chamisha ad sheyichtibu kol nechseim. There are five forms of acquisition in which the halacha applies only if the person assigned all his assets, but the halacha does not apply if he only assigned the majority of his assets. Ve'elu hein shchimera, avdoi, ishtoi, ubonav, mavreches. Mavreches refers to the following. When a woman gets married, her husband acquires the rights to the profits of all her assets, known as nichsi meluk. However, a wife can prevent her assets from becoming nichsi meluk by writing a shtar mavreches before marriage that she is giving away all of her assets to another person. But these assets do not become the property of the recipient, rather she still retains ownership. A discussion regarding Amar Nichsi Laplanya, a person who states, my assets shall be given to so-and-so. What items can be referred to as Nichsi?